This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Rufus Wainwright does not shy away from spectacle. Despite his folk music parents, Kate McGarrigle and Loudon Wainwright III, Rufus Wainwright's music has a flair for the grand and theatrical. But when he decided to produce an album himself, he started looking for a leaner sound. He went to Berlin, hoping perhaps for a little Germanic asceticism to rub off. Instead, he came up with this. Rufus Wainwright joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Hi.
So where did this big, epic sound come from?
Yeah, it was basically not my fault. Once again, we must blame Germany. Because I went there really expecting to have this sort of underground electroclash, pared-down experience with young people with strange haircuts and stuff and tin can noises. But once I actually arrived in the city and was staying with my boyfriend, Jorn, who lived in Berlin at the time, I was overwhelmed by this German romanticism that has really survived wars and atrocities, but still sort of exists.
Well, there are these soaring harmonies, really lush orchestration. Is there anything you dismissed as too much, too over the top?
No, I would say that on first listen, perhaps it does, you know, seem a bit overbearing. But on the other hand, everything is really meant to be there. And most people find that when they hear my albums, within two or three tries, they'll start to get it. And that's just that's the style of listening that I like myself. I'm a big opera fan, mainly. And really, to get into an opera, you can't kind of hit it cold. You got to let it live with you for a bit.
What are your favorite operas?
By nature, I'm a Verdian. I'm a big Otello fan and Traviata and that stuff. But recently, I've become a serious Wagnerian.
Really?
Especially after being in Germany. And I went to Bayreuth and saw Parsifal. And I've actually been hanging out a tiny bit with the Wagner family. You think my family's a saga?
The Wagners make you look
getting a little perspective
dull.
There.
On the album, Release the Stars, one of the other things you realize after a couple of listenings is this epic orchestration is accompanying raw, sometimes even sort of harsh lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you see a conflict there?
No. I mean, I think the relationship between lyrics and music always has to have some kind of friction. Both elements are so powerful in themselves that if one is overshadowing the other, it just doesn't make a complete work. In fact, I would even argue that lyrics are more important and that the words should mean more than the music. I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America.
I read that this was one of those songs that occasionally come to artists in a flash, that you wrote it in a hurry. And
it certainly
starts sort of like someone kind of tooling around on the piano.
Yeah.
But it gets big, too.
Yeah. No, it flowers as well, a big flower of disappointment.
when you're writing it, do you hear the orchestration in your head?
A little bit. I mean, certainly with Do I Disappoint You, that first song, I heard a lot of that. But no, I tend to be very, very open-minded when I go into the studio and I allow a lot of the musicians to sort of futz around for a bit, and then, you know, when I hear something like a thread, I'll jump on it like a panther. But it is all in there. I mean, I'm a strong believer in whether it's lyrics or orchestration or painting or whatever, that it's all already finished. It's been created, and that the job of the artist is to just sort of summon it. Tell me, do you really think you go to hell for having love? Tell me, you're not for thinking everything that you've done is good. I really need to know, after soaking the body of Jesus Christ in blood, I'm so tired.
This is one of the songs with very dark lyrics.
Yes.
What does it mean? What are you tired of?
Well, I mean, I as I said before, I never intended to write this song. I in no way sat down and said, I'm going to now write an anti-American political manifesto. I had 10 minutes to spare before dinner, and I sat down, and 5 minutes later, it was written. It arrived. I guess what I'm trying to say is there is a general fatigue worldwide over the Bush years. We desperately have to start picking up the pieces. But in order to do that, we have to admit a certain amount of defeat. It's we're in the grieving process right now. I'm just trying to, you know, move the process along for all of us. And when I mean all of us, I don't only mean America, I mean the world. I got a life to live. I got a soul.
As your fan base grows, this CD is doing very well.
Yes.
You are getting better known. Has your sense of what political messages or sort of how much your audience can handle evolved?
Well, I mean, I think the nature of who I am, A, being gay, and B, being willing to talk about issues, which a lot of artists are just not. They just want to talk about, you know, their heels. But just those two factors throw me into that arena, whether I like it or not. But that being said, I think when you come to see one of my shows or you listen to one of my albums, it is about the music. And you can always, you know, flip to the next track, and usually it's just going to be about some park somewhere. I just like to sing about interesting things, and politics happens to be one of them.
At the risk of asking you about your heels, tell me about the Lederhosen. I'm so curious about the Lederhosen.
Yeah, I can't let the heels go, because that's the surprise of the show. But yeah, no, I do wear Lederhosen in my show. I had this amazing pair made where I had to actually go to Austria 3 times, climb a mountain, and have fittings with a crusty old German guy, Austrian guy. And
that's an opera right there.
Yeah, no, it's Die Meistersinger von Rufus Rufenberg, and I wear them in the show and stuff. They're very, very sexy.
Rufus Wainwright, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Rufus Wainwright and his Lederhosen perform live in New York City tomorrow night. To hear that show as it happens, go to npr.org.
Won't you walk me through the tear garden? Won't you walk me through it all?
This is All Things Considered.